Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The first baseman, Tom Pachyorek. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Dibzinski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McClure. Cruz moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Schroeder and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Gantner moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Simmons scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Baines reaches second base with a double. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields the ball and throws home. Fisk drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Fisk. Gantner scores. Simmons moves to third. One out. It's 6-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore is walked intentionally. Cooper moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields the ball and throws to Hickey covering. Safe. Simmons scores. Cooper moves to third. Moore moves to second. It's 7-1, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Law takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Paciorek reaches third base with a triple. Law goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Brewers. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paciorek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Brewers. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Dibzinski reaches second base with a double. Law goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Brewers. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dibzinski moves to third. Tom Tellman now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Dibzinski scores. Law scores. It's 7-6, Brewers. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Salome Barojas now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder bunts towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Manning moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-3 in the game. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to home to get Manning. Romero moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires pinch hits for Vance Law. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Walker pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Law takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Law moves to second. It's 8-7, Brewers. Pete Ladd now pitching. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.